Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading.
Let's dive in. First up, some political news from Europe. The Dutch government.
Yeah, that's right. So the coalition government over in the Netherlands, well, it collapsed. Pretty recently, too.
Collapsed? What happened?
It seems it came down to a major disagreement. Specifically over immigration policy. One of the key parties, a right-wing party led by Geert Wilders, pulled out.
And they hadn't been together long, had they?
No, not even a year. The issue was Wilders wanted much, much stricter immigration rules. Things like freezing new applications, closing reception centers, limiting family reunification.
Okay, really strong measures. But the rest of the coalition wasn't on board?
Apparently not entirely. Some points may be aligned with things they had agreed on, but yeah. Others... Oh, the other parties raised concerns about whether they were actually legal under Dutch law. That disagreement was just too big to bridge.
So what's the situation now? Who's in charge?
They have what's called a caretaker government.
Mm-hmm.
Prime Minister Dick Schoof is leading it, basically keeping things running, focusing on essentials like national security, the economy, trade issues with the U.S., supporting Ukraine.
Until they can hold new elections.
Exactly.
This whole situation really makes you think. The source material included a question about this. What should leaders do when team members just strongly disagree on something vital?
That's a fantastic question. It goes way beyond politics, doesn't it? For kids, seeing a real government grapple with this, it shows these aren't just abstract ideas.
And it highlights how forming a government is about more than just winning votes. It's about finding ways to work together, even with differences.
Precisely.
Okay, let's shift from political structures to something deeply personal and spiritual, Hajj.
Yes, this week marks the beginning of Hajj, the huge annual pilgrimage for Muslims to Mecca in Saudi Arabia. It's a religious duty, something required once in a lifetime if a Muslim is physically and financially able. It follows the path of the Prophet Muhammad.
One thing that really jumped out from the sources, though, is the danger from the heat.
It's a serious concern. Extremely high temperatures. Last year was very dangerous, tragically. And forecasts suggest it could be just as hot this year, maybe over 105 Fahrenheit.
Wow. Thinking about this kind of profound experience, the suggested discussion question is really fitting. What's a tradition or experience that holds special meaning for you and why?
That's a lovely question. It asks students to look inward, you know, think about their own family, their culture, what matters to them.
Yeah.
A holiday maybe, or a family ritual.
And thinking about why it's important helps them see how traditions build identity or connect us to something bigger.
Good stuff.
Okay, completely different direction now. From ground level in Mecca to way up in the atmosphere, a giant dust cloud.
Yeah, the Saharan Air Layer, or SL. It's this massive plume of dust blown off the Sahara Desert in Africa.
And usually it stays over the ocean.
Mostly, yeah, over the Atlantic.
Mm.
But this year's is apparently big enough to travel much further west. It's already hitting the Caribbean and expected to reach parts of the southeastern U.S. soon.
Which parts?
Looks like Louisiana, Alabama, Mississippi, probably by the weekend.
And what does that mean for people there?
Well, the most noticeable thing will be hazy skies, kind of milky instead of blue. Reduced air quality, too, which is obviously a concern for people with asthma or allergies. They might need to take precautions.
Okay, so some downsides. But the sources mention some surprising benefits.
Right. It sounds counterintuitive. But the dry, dusty air and the winds associated with it can actually help suppress the formation of hurricanes and tropical storms.
Huh. That's definitely a plus during hurricane season. This whole thing, dust-traveling continents, it leads to the question... What's a time nature surprised you or made you see something new?
I like that. It encourages kids to share those wow moments with nature.
Mm.
A weird storm, a cool animal, just noticing something small.
Speaking of global connections and challenges, let's talk about climate change, specifically how some young people are responding. There's a story about a group in Minnesota.
Yes, the Green Crew. The context here is that, well, a lot of young people feel real anxiety about climate change, sense of being overwhelmed. Maybe powerless.
Understandable. So this Green Crew is trying to counter that.
Exactly. It started as a student-founded conservation group. Now it's about 50 core members, but they've involved hundreds more in their projects.
And what kind of projects are they doing?
Really practical, hands-on stuff in their local area, like monitoring water quality in lakes and streams, restoring native plant habitats, focusing on flowers for pollinators, and planting trees. especially where invasive species have damaged the forest.
So tangible action in their own backyard, how does that affect the students themselves?
That's the key point. Members have said that actually doing this work helps them manage that climate anxiety. It gives them a sense of agency, you know, a feeling that they're part of the solution, not just watching the problem.
Which leads to the discussion question. What's something you care about that you'd like to help change or improve?
It's about empowerment, isn't it? Identifying your passion and then thinking, okay, what step can I take, big or small?
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be the environment. It could be anything.
And it shows that young people can make a difference. They don't have to wait. The Green Crew is proof of that.
Absolutely. Collective action, starting local. Powerful stuff.
Okay, let's move to culture and influence. The quote of the day featured a huge global artist.
Bad Bunny, the Puerto Rican singer, Benito Antonio Martinez Ocasio.
And the quote?
It was. People are always changing, and I believe that everyone deserves the space to change and for people to recognize their change. So this quote about change kind of fits.
It does. It makes you think, why is it important to give people space to change? What does it mean to recognize that?
It touches on growth, forgiveness, empathy, understanding that people evolve.
And coming from someone like him, it shows how cultural figures can really shape conversations about these social, personal ideas. They're not just making music.
Definitely. They spark reflection.
Okay, last story. Let's switch to economics and trade. President Trump and tariffs.
Yeah, the report is that he's doubled the tariffs on most imported steel and aluminum, bringing them up to 50%. They were already at 25% for steel and 10% for aluminum for many countries.
And the administration's reasoning?
The stated goal is to protect U.S. steel and aluminum makers from what they call unfair global competition.
How's this being received? Sounds like mixed reactions.
Very mixed. U.S. steel and aluminum producers. Generally supportive. They feel it helps level the playing field. But industries that use that metal, like CAM manufacturers, are worried.
Worried about costs.
Yeah, they fear higher tariffs mean higher costs for them, which could lead to higher prices for consumers on things like canned goods, cars, appliances.
Right, those potential ripple effects. What about the wider economy?
The OECD, that international economic group, suggests these kinds of tariffs create uncertainty that could slow down the global economy. And maybe even the U.S. economy, too.
And there are legal questions still, too.
Yes. The original tariffs were imposed under a national security justification, and that authority is still being challenged in court. Plus, Trump has used tariffs as bargaining chips before, so it's an ongoing situation.
This really connects to the suggested question. How can changes in international trade affect your daily life?
It's a perfect way to make it real for students. It helps trace those connections from policy to the store shelf.
Absolutely. Well, looking back at everything, government dynamics, deep traditions, global weather, youth activism, cultural influence, economic policy, it's a lot.
It really is.
Well, that wraps up our deep dive for today. Thanks for joining us to explore these stories.
My pleasure. Thank you.
We hope this sparks some great discussions. Until next time.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.